Close enough. Yes. We almost made it to a full 5 seconds. I dream of a time when we will actually make it to 5 seconds.
Do you have a dream?
I do have a dream.
I had a dream last night.
Did you?
What was your dream? I don't remember it. I know I had a dream. It just wasn't relevant to anything, so I forgot it.
I'm missing my lucid dreams. I stopped taking those pills because I ran out.
I still have lucid dreams, and I still remember them, except this one it was just boring. Like, nothing cool happened.
It was just boring. Okay.
I actually had a dream where it involved a bee flying around and stung me, like, in my abdomen area. Mm-hmm. And I actually woke up from my sleep and go, like that. For the first time ever in my entire life, I've never woken up out of my dream and go,
you were going to knock over the mic, Nikki.
Wait, one time I had a dream. I don't even remember what it was. But, like, you know me, I don't really get, like, angry. Like, yeah. I'll get annoyed, but I don't get angry. Something happened in the dream where my blood was, like, boiling angry, and I woke up, and I was, like,
angry,
so mad, and then I was like, oh, so this is what it's like to be angry.
Oh, I remember what that dream was.
Oh, do we?
I do.
Is it?
It's going to stay off the podcast.
Okay, I was going to say, probably something tells me we shouldn't say it on the podcast.
If it was bad enough to make you that angry.
But that's what I was thinking. That was why I was playing it safe.
No, I was always afraid of falling asleep in class when I was in high school.
Really? You had a fear?
I was always afraid.
I never had that fear.
I did that on the daily.
I was always afraid either you would like fart or something.
Oh, dude, I did that. It was great.
And everyone would know it was you. And when you woke up, everyone's like,
"No, I only
you're the one that farted."
I only had 3 bad experiences sleeping in school, and I slept in school a lot. The first one was I used to put a book down and then like put my hands next to my eyes
to make it to, look like hold,
yeah, but it was really just holding my face up while I slept. Well, these desks were smaller than the other desks and my elbow slipped off the side while I was sleeping. And that freaked me out, but I caught myself. Another time, it was actually in the same class. In fact, it was probably after that I had the traumatization of falling asleep like that. So I was sleeping on my arm. And you know how sometimes when you're sleeping, you get that like falling sensation and you go brace to catch yourself? Yeah. Well, I hit the girl in front of me in the back of the head with my arm. But it worked out well because I felt really bad, but she said she had just done the same thing to somebody else like the day before. So it worked out really well.
That's...
And then the other time was during the FCAT, which is our standardized test we have in Florida. Fucking bullshit. And I was sleeping because, you know, it takes like 2 minutes to do the FCAT and then you spend 58 minutes sleeping.
Unless you're an idiot.
Unless you're an idiot, but yeah. And
thanks, Charles.
You're welcome.
And I don't know what happened, but in the dream, I lifted my head up and then slammed it on the table and just head slammed the table. And so I heard this loud bang when I did that and it like woke me up and like I realized what was going on and I still... I get up and I start like looking around like, did anybody see that? And I still am not 100% sure if it happened or if it was in the dream.
Yeah, because in the FCAT, nobody's going to look around because they're afraid of getting in trouble.
Right. Everybody's still looking down studiously or sleeping and there was no connection to reality if I actually slammed my head on the desk or if it was just a dream.
No, man.
No, my biggest fear is always like, I always get that feeling of falling when you're asleep on a desk. And I would like wake up like...
Yep, that's happened to me.
Like,
I farted so hard. It was junior year, I remember. It was like English class, and we were reading The Great Gatsby. And
I never read that in school.
And I fell asleep.
I didn't read it either.
Apparently, I farted so hard that I woke myself up. The teacher stopped reading. And everyone just kind of looked at me, and I'm like, bask in my ambience, bitches, and went back to sleep.
Did you say that?
Yeah.
There's Ben.
Ben, the class clown.
I'm Austin.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah, I'm Joey. That's right. This is
podcast 60?
59?
Or 60?
I think it's 59.
Simon.
I don't know, Austin. You have the most up-to-date
list. I'm Simon.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
He's Garfunkel.
Garfunkel.
We have songs now. I think me and Austin have started a tradition of testing with songs.
See, the thing is, I was in the middle of talking to someone at work. And I got a Twitter update, and I looked down, and it says, song, blah, blah, balls. And I was talking, oh yeah, blah, blah, here's a work issue related thing. And balls. Then I looked down, read that, burst out laughing because I knew exactly what it was.
Was later, it the ball song?
Yeah. And what later when I listened to it.
You haven't heard the ball song yet?
No.
We posted it on our Facebook page.
We'll listen to it later.
Yeah, we'll listen to it. I'll put it in the linked up and we'll listen to it after.
Okay. But when I first listened to it, I only listened to it with one headphone. I didn't realize you put both channels on different things.
I did. I did.
So I listened to the right earphone only so I could have my speaker thing still attached. Right. And all I heard was my voice and like Ben's voice very vaguely.
Very faintly, yeah.
And I was like, no, he put me in the foreground. But it wasn't that bad.
No, I did it so it created that like 3D effect. I felt it was very appropriate with the song.
When did that happen? When was this
Bask.
A thing?
Last podcast, we recorded that.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. I don't even remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
I don't either.
You didn't have breakfast this morning.
I had pizza for dinner.
Have breakfast this morning.
What did I have for lunch?
Oh.
I had dinosaur-shaped chicken nuggets.
Those are the best. That's all I eat now.
I know.
I had those today. That's what you're hearing, dinosaur roars.
Nice.
Speaking of food, this actually flowed in perfectly to what I wanted to say. Chick-fil-A for February, I suppose, they have heart-shaped biscuits for breakfast.
What?
Yeah.
You need to get me like 8 of them.
When I get a bacon, egg, and cheese in the morning, it's heart-shaped, but I have it for lunch, and I have chicken wings for breakfast. It's like, that's cheap, and yeah. But,
You eat Chick-fil-A like every day, don't you?
Well, it's $5, and I get chicken wings for breakfast, and bacon, egg, and cheese for lunch, and that's $5 covers my entire work meal.
Wow.
I usually do that every day, yeah.
When I was going to school, I ate Chick-fil-A every day because, you know, I'd go to the food court thing at USF, and that's pretty much the only good restaurant there.
It makes my fart smell, though.
I have the luxury of my master tech cooking for everyone in the shop every day.
Yeah, well, not that's all of us awesome. Have that luxury.
It's so good.
Like, I have the luxury of working from home.
I have the luxury of a root beer float party on Friday.
Yeah, what? See, why doesn't my work ever do stuff like that? Because I live at home, that's why.
Yeah.
You work at home.
Just be like, Dad, guess what? We're having a root beer float party.
I think I've had more cake in the past 2 months than I have in like the past year.
Now I really want cake. I started my diet.
Now you want cake.
Yeah. The cravings are real, bro.
Are you pregnant?
No. But I can't have sweets. I can't have like a lot of sugar.
Man, I have a friend who's pregnant, like for real pregnant, not Nikki pregnant. And for whatever reason, one of the medical checkups, she's not allowed to have any sugar, like period, for like 1 or 2 weeks before she goes.
I'd be like, fuck you.
Water
I'm shuffling
jerky.
My face with chocolate.
Shuffling.
Shuffling.
Like the iPod.
Shoveling, like getting a shovel full.
Do
of
not
chocolate
shuffle the iPod
eating.
Shuffle.
Do not shuffle while shuffling the shuffle.
But no, what I was getting at with the Chick-fil-A heart-shaped biscuits is that when I first saw it, like in the beginning of February,
shot your heart-shaped biscuit for weeks.
Someone hit her.
When
shut up.
When I first got the biscuits, since it's heart-shaped, you know, you gotta line it up, and it was lined up perfectly. I was like, oh, that's really cute and stuff. I get it. At first, I thought it was a mistake, but then, like, the second one, it was the same thing again.
Right.
No. And gradually over time, I'm watching them care less and less about it, because this time, they were opposing sides. Like, the heart end was on both.
They're just throwing it in the tray. They don't even care anymore. They're like, this is too much.
They're like, fuck this.
It's a pair of boobs and an ass. There you go. Done.
Interesting.
That's what a heart is based off of. It's based off of a butt.
Oh! I suddenly like butts that much more.
Also, a ball sack.
Yeah.
No, and it doesn't boobs. Make me feel any better about ball sack.
And boobs.
And boobs. I like boobs the same. But now I like butts.
Boobs are
more.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
They're pretty great.
Butts are nice too.
See, but butts you could grab onto.
Dang, you can't grab onto boobs?
You can, but not while you're banging a bitch.
I totally disagree.
Well, you can, but it's like. Now you're doing a push-up on her chest. While
No. You're going from the other side.
See, but I like grabbing the button, like picking him up and pulling him in. I mean. Never mind. Off subject. My anaconda dome.
I don't think all of us are qualified for this conversation. Miley Cyrus is actually, she's going to be in some porn festival.
Shocker.
Really?
Yeah.
Not
that's
surprised.
Exciting.
Shocker. Is you it? Say, Nikki?
Is it really exciting, Joey?
Yeah, she's not really cute anymore. You're
nope.
Right.
She kind of looks like Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
After that whole thing, she's licking the makeup off her face.
What?
Licking the makeup off her face?
Like, there's a picture where someone lightened around her mouth. So it looks like, you know how she sticks out her tongue all the time? It looks like she licked around the perimeter of her mouth to where it's like lighter all around because it looks like she licked up all her makeup.
It's lip smackers.
That's awesome.
That's what it is.
That's awesome.
If you were ever a girl growing up.
If I was ever a girl growing up.
I don't think you. I don't think any of the three other people in this room.
No.
No. Well,
if you're a girl, Ken.
Yeah. If you're a girl, Ken. Yeah.
That would make Speaking you gay.
Speaking of which, I hate women.
Yeah.
They're all crazy. I'm still looking for a girlfriend that's not crazy.
Yeah, welcome to the club.
Wait, what happened to the one girl who's... Never mind. Anyway.
Segways!
Off the podcast.
Segways are great.
Hop on the segway and right off.
Hop on the segway and
We right have off. To, like, as a company, invest in segways at some point in time.
Those things are fucking expensive, man.
Yeah, they are.
Right, that's why it would be an investment.
As opposed to the normal kind of expensive.
Yes.
You actually have like, to pay for... You have to actually sell yourself sexually
man,
to pay for
one. I saw the most disturbing yet phenomenal TV show episode of a show yesterday.
What show?
Of a show.
This dude fucked a pig.
That's what?
Disgusting.
It was a terrorist thing.
Yeah.
And he made this guy fuck a pig. I'm not going to say what show it is to avoid, like, kind of half-ass spoilers, but, like, this dude fucked a pig.
I think I know what you're talking
is
about.
Is it real life?
No. Okay. It was a show, but the terrorist put him in a situation.
It was South Park.
Yeah, South Park. Wink.
But it's South Park!
It wasn't,
That's
no, it wasn't
normal.
South Park. It was a live-action show. Oh. Like, real actors and a real pig.
Okay.
For props. Obviously, the guy didn't fuck the pig, but...
Why not?
I would have.
What the fuck kind of TV are you watching?
You gotta totally immerse yourself in the character. You gotta, you know, what is it called? Method acting? Yeah.
Method acting.
Yeah, it was,
You'll have to be the pig. You have to fuck the pig.
Yeah.
You have to be inside the pig to know what it's like.
To be the pig.
He's gotta make that bacon somehow.
But man, it was actually a really good, really intense show. But man, was that like fucking traumatizing.
Did it actually show him going balls deep in a squealing hog while firing an AK-47 into the air?
While firing a rifle!
Same thing. Well, balls if it's deep. Terrorist, then they have AK-47s.
Aloha snack bar.
Aloha snack bar.
Did you hear about Jon Stewart?
He's leaving the Daily Show.
Yeah.
What? Yep. Really?
Uh-huh.
After like 74 years on the Daily Show, he's leaving finally.
So
74?
I'm way over exaggerating.
Didn't Colbert leave?
Colbert... Okay, we don't know what Jon Stewart's doing, but Colbert, who started out on The Daily Show, was like one of those extra people. Then he started The Colbert Report.
Yeah.
And then he got so good on his show that he left that show to go be on... What show? The Tonight Show?
I don't know.
I forget.
I don't know that far.
It's a really big deal whoever hosts this show.
Yeah.
And he now hosts that show. And coincidentally, Jon Stewart also is leaving The Daily Show, but I don't think he's going to another show... He may be becoming
He's gonna make the Jon Stewart show.
A full-time film director. Because I know he took a break this last year to direct a film. Or,
really?
Yeah. Or maybe produce. Probably direct. And now that's rumored to be what people think he's going to be doing full-time now.
I directed a film once. You guys can't see it. Just kidding.
Are you fucking a pig?
No.
In the film?
Well, I mean, it depends on how you view this one.
You know, some people may have called it that before.
Ooh.
What?
I said, no, she was.
Yeah, she was. Anyway, we're up to 126 followers on Twitch.
That is really cool.
And I think 180 likes on Facebook. We are moving up in the world. Go us. Yeah. We are phenomenal people.
Yep.
The best.
From scratch, you know?
Literally the best.
We are so much better than
original
every other page.
Everyone.
Oh, God.
Best Facebook page in the world.
Can we get t-shirts that say, I have the best Facebook page ever?
Yes.
Okay.
And we can sell them.
I think those would sell crazy. Not for the purpose of us,
just
but
in general.
For the meme of it.
I think we should do it.
I think that'd be an awesome side project, yeah. Or even a project within it.
We'd use the profits to, you know, as seed money.
Yeah. We'll make a meme.
Seriously. John. Because I know people who, like, make memes on Facebook, and, like, that's, like, a meme in itself, you know?
Yeah.
Dank memes is what they call it.
Dank.
You're not
memes.
Putting a zip tie around
you
the microphone stand, are you?
No. That's putting it around the cord.
Around the cord. Still not okay.
Totally okay.
That's what she said.
Don't you bow on.
Yeah, so we're really close to moving now. We have an actual deadline. We have to be out of this house by the 28th. So that's our, like, we will definitely be in the condo by then.
For those of you who are chronologically declined, that's the end of the month.
Yes.
Decline?
I don't know. I don't know the fucking word.
Incline?
No, incline
would mean that
Yeah, good. But I guess obtuse would be the word.
Chronologically obtuse?
Yeah.
That just means you're fat. No offense to the gays.
Anyway, so we have now sold the couches, all of the dining room table, the chairs we used for the live stream.
So when are we going to put soap and water on the floor and use it as a giant fucking slip and slide?
Unfortunately, they are actually moving into this house. They are not tearing it down like we had thought, so we cannot.
As opposed to a normal slip and slide?
It's a fucking slip and slide. There will be an orgy on that floor. It will be lubricated by human fluids.
Why don't we make a slip and slide? Like, why isn't that a thing?
Oh my god. We should make one in Curtis Hickson Park.
Yes, we can make
because it's
slip and slide that goes all the way down.
That's a really long slope.
Are we allowed to do that?
Why not?
It doesn't matter.
We're going to do it anyway. Publicity.
What?
There's no such thing as bad publicity. Oh my god, that's such a good idea.
Let's do it.
Just get a really, really long tarp and roll it down the hill.
We just got to get a few boat tarps.
And we'll like connect it to the water fountain part. And we'll just put some soap on it. We'll just go all the way down to the end.
Yeah, and then when we get to the
giant gallon of soap.
Hold on. When we get to the water fountain part, we're going to be on bricks. And it's going to rip whatever body part
No, just the water. The water starts up there.
Oh my god, you gotta do it off of the ramp things?
Oh my god, yes! Jumps! Oh my god, this is such a good idea.
I feel like this is gonna get us arrested.
Who cares?
This is something that would get us arrested.
I'm just saying, if there's ever something that you could be arrested for, this is pretty high on the list of things that's okay to be arrested for.
Oh jeez.
Yeah, let me just tell work that I got arrested over the weekend.
I think if I told my boss that, he would legitimately laugh.
Yeah,
at
I think all of my bosses would
laugh,
celebrate me.
And then, like, the higher ups would be like, go fuck yourself, you're fired.
See, I'm happy that at my job, I think every one of them would have been like, just slow clap as I walk in and cheers, and then they throw a party for me. And then there's a slip and slide at every party from that point forward.
Mm-hmm. The cake is a slip and slide.
Mom's a slip and slide.
What if you slip and slid into a cake?
You just
or a ball pit. There was a ball pit at the end.
And is someone peeing in the ball pit?
Oh.
Doesn't matter. It's all covered in soapy water. It's fine. It's hygienic.
It's clean.
It's sterile.
Yeah, I'm going to pee on the slip and slide and see what you say about that.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm going to go right behind you with my mouth open, face first.
You know what's really funny? Okay, if somebody pees in the pool and you're like swimming next to them, you just say, oh man, dude, that's gross. But that's the end of it, right?
You know. No, I punch that person in the fucking
face.
But
you don't stop swimming.
And then I get out of the pool.
Yeah. But if you get out of the pool and you pee into the pool, that's by far a whole nother level. Everybody's out of the pool and freaking the fuck out, and you're done. But it's like starting in the pool, it's not that big of a deal. It's gross, but it's whatever.
Just, well, it's filled with chlorine, so
I know, but I'm just, but if somebody gets out of the pool and pees into the pool,
well, now you're whipping your dick out and pissing in front of like fucking however many people are in the
pool.
Even
if they didn't see it, though, actually knowing that you were pissing into the pool just makes it so much worse.
Okay, well, how about this? If I was walking in the mall and I peed my pants and everyone saw it, I was wearing like khaki shorts and like they got really, really dark and everyone saw me pee my pants, they'd be like, oh, that's gross. That dude's pathetic, whatever, you know? But if I unzip my pants and start peeing on the floor,
you'd get arrested. But no, the difference is both scenarios in the pool, you're still swimming in that person's piss.
If you're
at the ball, neither situation are you necessarily
hold
in that guy's piss.
If you're in a public pool and you try that shit, you're getting arrested.
Okay. I'm just saying.
You
sat no,
up and whip your
you,
dick
what,
out
you've never
anywhere.
Peed in,
you're
you've never peed
arrested.
In a public pool?
No. It's fucking gross, man.
Not even when you were like drunk? No. I don't believe you. I think you're a liar.
No!
I think you're a liar.
You know what, Joey? Next time we're sitting next to each other in a pool, I'm pissing on you.
I'm not swimming next to Joey.
For the first time ever!
No,
I will make history and piss on Joey.
I actually don't know the last time I pissed in a pool. Actually, no, I think I do. I was scuba diving, and I pissed myself.
In the wetsuit?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how you
actually,
keep yourself warm.
That's actually a thing.
Do you know how fucking hard it is to get out of a sweat or a wetsuit when you're 60 feet below the surface of the water?
That's actually a thing where you pee yourself in the wetsuit to keep yourself warm.
I didn't do it for that purpose. I did it because I'm 60 feet underwater and there's no way in hell I'm making it back. So I'm just like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm pissing here.
Why don't you piss before you jump off the boat or put the wetsuit on?
I was in the water for like 6 hours.
Why were you in the water for 6 hours?
You're scuba
diving. I was scuba diving.
It's take 6 hours to scuba dive? I'd be in there for like 30 minutes and be like, all right, I'm done.
Because you water. Can't just stand up and whip your dick out because then you'd get arrested.
Yeah.
You know what? Fuck it.
That
fuck
and, you know, there's no real fuck slot a wetsuit. In the wetsuit.
I'm going scuba diving naked.
That's a thing.
That's... What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a porno. There's actually yes. a porno.
I'd be afraid, like, a shark would do.
They're scuba diving and fucking.
Yeah.
What? Really?
And there's yeah. another one where
I kind of want to see this just for reference.
There's another one where they have it. Yeah. Have for it, science. Where they do chess naked underwater.
Chess?
Why naked?
Chess?
Why not?
Because chess. You don't need to play chess while you're naked.
Yeah, you do.
Underwater.
Can we? Chess we naked? Need to go on a vacation to the Tradewinds.
Okay.
Oh,
that's not a bad place. I've been there or, so many times.
Or we could go on a cruise.
We could do both.
Ugh.
Trade but, ones. They have
cruises
a,
are amazing.
They have I a giant cruises. 30-foot inflatable slide.
Yep.
They have a giant chessboard. They have paddle boats. And they have mini golf.
So,
at the Trade ones?
So yeah. Nikki's out on the cruise. Austin, are you still going on the cruise?
I'll go on the cruise. It's
How do you hate cruises?
Because every time I go, I'm stuck in a boat with my dad and my sister.
Well, your dad and your sister aren't invited. We are so much cooler than your dad and sister.
Ben's your new dad and Joey's your sister.
God damn it. There we go.
Wait.
No.
Jerk.
Because awesome. Every time we go, we go brother? On, should I say the name?
Yeah.
We go on Carnival.
Yeah, Carnival sucks. Fuck no, Carnival, dude.
Royal Caribbean.
So we're going Royal Caribbean for sure. Royal Caribbean like, is so much better.
Oh, my so God. So fucking nice.
It's got like the most disgusting food ever.
Yeah.
Like. Lunchroom the most disgusting. Food.
The yeah, most the disgusting. Buffet food on Royal Caribbean was better than the dining room food on the Carnival.
Okay.
And that's the dining room food dining room on the Royal on Caribbean was fucking
phenomenal. I had escargot twice in one night.
Was that explosion or?
It was an explosion.
It was an explosion.
Was it like defense. A female explosion?
Yes. It was not
was
an
it
asshole
a
explosion.
Eruption?
Yes.
Weird stuff.
I orgasmed while eating.
You know, speaking that's of right. eruptions,
I'll rub my feet.
You know how last week we talked about going to get Euros after the podcast?
Oh, that's
well, we got those Euros after the podcast.
I said no.
Austin did say no. Austin made the right choice. Well, when we got Euros, Ben and I also got wings.
And food poisoning.
That did not end well for us. I took my first solid poop today. That's how long. That's how long that
an
awfulness.
Entire week.
I was solid pooping 3 days ago, so I think I beat you to it.
Yeah, you did. Oh, man. I'm, like, traumatized about wings.
I'm not. I know I always have diarrhea after eating hot food, so I don't even fucking care anymore. I'm just like, you know what? I'm ready for the asshole volcano. Give me these wings.
Man, that was brutal. Yeah, the actual day after was the worst, but...
I was in bed crying.
I wasn't crying, but I slept a lot. I drank a shit ton of Gatorade. And then the next day I had to do a Spider-Man appearance, and I was like... Really concerned I was going to shit my pants on my Spider-Man costume.
You're going to crap your suit.
Yeah, there was a legitimate fear.
I don't know if I've told you guys this story, but that's kind of almost actually happened to me. I got a really, really bad stomach bug from my ex while we were dating. She had just gotten back from a cruise, and everyone on the cruise fucking got it, and so she had it. And when we came back, I was taking care of her, and then I got it. But I got it 1,000 times fucking worse than her. Like, I was throwing up nonstop for a good... 3 hours before we decided to take me to the hospital.
That sucks.
I bruised my ribs because I was throwing up so much. And at one point, I lost control of my bowels. And I shit myself while on the bed.
Wow.
Oh my God.
That was fucking terrifying.
It was fucking traumatic. But like, and it wasn't like a huge shit or anything. It was just like a little bit seeped out.
Like,
yeah. Oh. And I was like, I think I just shit myself. I'm pretty sure I shit myself. And my girlfriend at the time was like, roll over a bit. So I rolled over. She's like, yeah, you shit yourself. And then like 30 minutes later, she jumps into the bed with me. And I'm like, you realize I shit myself, right?
Not sexy. Not cute. I just shit myself. Go away.
Yeah, I don't want to touch anybody right now.
When we were at the convention.
Fuck it, it was cuddles. I took the cuddles.
when we were at the convention, I wasn't feeling well. And y'all guys were like, just puke, Austin. Just get it out of your system. And I was puking. It was a lot worse than we anticipated.
Yeah, it was.
I felt diarrhea, too. So I was like, oh, okay, I can't keep pushing because it's going to come out the other end, too.
I had that problem peeing, like, right after the food poisoning. It was like, every once in a while, I'd have to, like, really, really clench my butt while I was peeing.
God, I cannot tell you how excited I am for a cruise, though. Like, just zipping back to that. Like, I really, 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 really want to go on another fucking cruise.
Wait, but your girlfriend at the time got food poisoning from a cruise.
Not food poisoning, she had a stomach bug.
Stomach bug.
Stomach bug usually from a cruise.
From a cruise, what's the keyword?
Yeah, but then I went on a cruise and I had the fucking best time of my life.
That's pretty good.
I do say the F word a lot. All right, but me and Joey played this adult trivia game?
Yeah, adult trivia game.
You mean fibbage?
No. I apologize. At one point, we ended up losing our pants.
Yeah, we took off our pants.
Yeah. Like, okay. All the guys had to, like, make a chain of their pants, so all the guys are pantsless just in our underwear fucking making a giant.
Now, there were four teams. Ben and I were the only two people on our team to take off our pants.
Yeah.
We lost and by a landslide.
And the team leader.
And the team leader. But he was wearing shorts. Yeah. So it really didn't count.
That was just like a quick knot to tie me and Joey's pants together.
Yeah, pretty much.
But that was a lot of fun. They did a silent dance, like a silent club, like where everyone in the club was wearing headphones.
Really?
And then, like, they were doing the cha-cha slide, so, like, it's quiet, 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 and all of a sudden you hear everyone go, "Everybody clap your hands!" And me and Joey, we didn't know what was going on. We were just like, all right, well, maybe the laptop died. The DJ's, like, resetting the shit.
My laptop died.
That's what we said.
Well, it's funny, because I think it was right after MetroCon that we went.
Yeah.
So that was, like, fresh in our head, and we're like, oh, our laptop died. And it was like, wow, but really, his laptop died. The music's been off for, like, an hour. And then
that happened, we're like, what the fuck's going on? Are they singing to themselves? And then we noticed everyone had headphones on, and we're like,
and then it all just like came together. We're like, oh my god, that's the best idea I've ever heard of.
That's the best idea ever.
They actually made a little rave
gear in a trunk. Piece. No, we made that. That was our thing.
A what?
Wait, rave in a trunk?
No. Well, no, it's for silent raves. It's like imagine like your a little paintball vest that you wear.
Yeah.
But it's got bass speakers on it.
Oh.
And it beats you.
So you feel like it's loud. It's not just in your ears. Sense.
No, yeah, like you're listening to it on headphones that plug into the suit. It looks like you're like wearing Qzar armor, which is our
whatever.
Local laser
tag. I'm okay
tag.
With that.
We should go do laser
and it's like boom, boom, boom. I agree.
I feel like a villain right now. Like I'm just petting,
you're petting your cat.
You're pet Austin. Maybe this weekend we'll go do laser tag.
Hell yeah. I'm about that life.
Okay.
Hashtag about that life.
Especially since it's too fucking cold to go to the Renaissance Festival or the fair.
I didn't think about that, but it is really cold, isn't it?
It's so miserably cold out.
Well, the good news is the Renaissance Festival is going on for like...
ever.
Ever.
Yeah.
Forever, ever.
Forever, ever, forever, ever.
I'm... Sorry. I was trying to sing Never Getting Back Together, but I can't sing.
Wow.
We good. Are forever, ever, ever.
So I feel like my tattoo is like never healing because it's all scabbed up and I just want it to stop scabbing.
Stop picking at it.
I'm not picking at it. It's just scabbed over and it won't go away. I'm like, I just want to scratch my ankle again.
It's scabies.
But
so I've decided I will not be getting a tattoo for a long time.
Why?
Yes.
Because I have other things that I'm getting. Like, first thing is an Xbox One.
Yes.
And then I'm going to repair my laptop screen. And then, Jerry, what did I say we're doing after that?
Computer.
Yeah, I'm buying a gaming PC. Building a gaming PC.
Building, yeah.
And then I will get tattoos. Unless, like, I have an extra couple hundred bucks laying around after I do one of those things.
Donation. No, I'm kidding.
Donations.
That's the worst way to spend it.
Yeah. Next on our list for donation money is buying a camera.
Yep.
So we can play Cards Against Humanity.
Yay!
I'm thinking about, for my room at the condo, getting a table.
Teeny tiny table?
Not necessarily a tiny table, but one that we can all four sit around.
And play Cards Against Humanity.
And play Cards Against Humanity, and then we'll put, like,
camera
the camera, like, looking down at the table.
That'd be cool.
So, regarding that, what about, that other card game?
Oh, yeah, the superhero game. I don't know. Has that came out yet?
Not even the superhero game, but the other one. The one that we saw that video of. Or was that the superhero game?
I have no memory of what you're talking about.
I can't remember what it was.
Exploding Kittens?
No.
Oh.
It was before
I don't know.
That.
We play Kill a Kitty. That one's fun.
Kill a Kitty?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a board game?
No.
It sounds like you're trying to say
game.
Kill the Kill.
Oh,
Kill
okay.
a Kitty.
Where you draw a kitty and someone tries to protect the kitty and someone else tries to
so
kill
much
the kitty.
Plot.
How do you play that while you're drawing?
You just draw it.
Like, in real time?
Yeah. It's like, oh, here's the kitty. I'm gonna send nukes at it.
Oh.
It's like, nope.
It's just a doodle game you do in high school.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's fun!
It's good if you're bored in high school. It's not good to stream.
Yeah, it is.
It's not good
you
in real life, only
really
in high school.
Hey, Joey, what are you doing tomorrow?
I don't know.
working.
You want to do a really late night stream?
Sure, I suppose.
Because I don't have anything to work Friday.
Okay.
I do have to work Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, well, what do you stream? I streamed last night.
We can stream Mount Your Friends.
Okay.
Because that was a lot of fun. We could do that. We could do Surgeon Simulator again. We got the
last. Okay, yeah.
Let's try to do a live action Mount Your Friends video alongside it.
That's not...
Oh,
we could just try to stack ourselves
really high. Yeah. Oh my god, that's such a good idea.
Someone do a handstand in my hand.
Yeah, they do have some impressive core strength in that game. It's mm-hmm. quite impressive.
Yeah.
I feel like we need to do...
We have one guy in our game completely levitating.
Yeah, I saw that.
No. Fuck gravity and shit.
Fuck who?
Gravity.
Oh, I thought you said his fuck gravity.
Oh my god, I want to meet a girl named Gravity.
Why?
Just so I could say fuck gravity.
What but if the people... gravity's really,
can I,
really
can cool. I push her to the ground and be like, gravity, bitch?
Oh, man.
I feel like on our
gravity
next...
would keep weighing you down.
On our next live stream, we need to play Surgeon Simulator.
Okay.
But each of us gets one side.
Well, that's what me and Ben did.
So we can see who's drift compatible and who's not.
Me and Joey are definitely drift compatible after
yeah,
after
we
last
did
round.
Some surgery stuff. Some surgery I really want to do I think we talked about this. I want to do I Am Bread.
Yeah.
Let's yes.
That'll be
we'll do lots of fun 2-player but supposed to be 1-player games.
Yes. Good. Co-op.
We could
oh, god. Oh my god.
We could do what was that game that you and me played that the one guy got for us?
Oh, Nidhogg.
Nidhogg. We can play Nidhogg.
Yeah, shout out to Iron Dragon?
Was it Iron Dragon?
It might have been Iron Dragon who gave that to us.
It rings a bell.
Well, you guys weren't there.
What is it?
I know, but I think it was Iron.
Were you watching the stream?
I'm pretty sure he was watching. He watches the stream a lot.
I don't think I was there when y'all got it, though.
Yeah, you don't think you were watching the stream? Or?
Yeah, I don't think I was watching the stream when y'all got it.
Jesus, fuck, that was a great stream.
That was actually, in fact, the Surgeon Simulator stream. That's why we got lab coats.
Yep.
Man, our pictures, we should talk about our pictures. Our pictures came out so phenomenally.
We had a photo shoot.
Those were really good.
They're so awesome.
They're great.
You can see them on our Facebook page, or if you're friends with me, on my personal page. And so I've been... The reason we took those is for advertisements. I think you guys knew that.
Yeah.
And so I put, some of our better pictures up for ads. And the first four, which I really liked...
Because it's hard to grow, a very unique IP on Facebook without advertising.
Shut up.
Yeah. Just saying.
Anyway.
It's hard to be the best page in the world.
Oh my god. Anyway. So I posted a bunch of our pictures, and none of them did really well in terms of getting likes per impression. And then, mind you, our first ad, which did fairly well, was a shitty phone picture of me and Ben wearing our lab coats before the stream, and Ben was picking his nose. I think I was too. Anyway, all these pictures did bad. I post the one, average picture, but where Ben is picking his nose. Immediately we hit 40 likes, or 40 impressions, and get 3 new likes. And it's like, wow, we're already doing better. Now we've gotten 10 likes with maybe 500 impressions, which is really good. Really good.
Because I'm picking my nose.
Only because he's picking his nose. So our really badass Grand Theft Auto looking one did nothing.
You had to Photoshop an explosion in the background, let's be real.
Oh, that's actually a good idea.
I don't think
we have the one where I'm on my cell phone? Is that
That one didn't do well either.
That one didn't do well.
I think I think that if the cell phone was more implied, because it just looks
the problem
like...
is the cell phone's really only funny if you know Ben.
Yeah,
for the people that already know our content and know how Ben is always on his phone.
Yeah,
so
it's sitting on my lap. It hasn't been touched.
That's true.
The only reason it's on my lap is because I put it on silent, and I didn't want to wrestle with it.
Today is Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for the enlightenment.
Friday is a couple days away, which is the 13th. Oh, it's Friday the 13th. Holy Woo-hoo! Crap. Holy crap.
It's my day off work, so someone's going to die at work.
That makes it even crazier, because Majora's Mask comes out Friday.
Ooh.
That's what I was leading up to, but it's Friday the 13th.
Hasn't Majora's Mask come out 11 times?
No. Twice.
Oh. I'm thinking Ocarina of Time. That's come out 11 times.
No, Ocarina of Time came out once, and then again for the GameCube, and then again for the 3DS.
And for the Wii on the Virtual Console.
Well, if you want to count Virtual Console.
I would count that as coming out again.
Just like...
It's a new platform you can play it on.
I suppose. Well, it's actually just a physical copy of Ocarina of Time Master Quest for the GameCube.
The new one that's coming out?
No. The Wii.
Oh, yeah, but you can play it on the Wii and the Wii U. So I would consider that an additional release. If it's a different platform you can play it on, then I would count it as an another release.
But the Ocarina of Time on 3DS and Majora's Mask on 3DS are complete redoings. Like not
they're remastered?
Yeah, remastered. Nice. And it looks a lot better.
So, you know, the Dolphin emulator is actually taking all of the old GameCube games and bumping them up to 1080p 60 frames per second.
That's really cool.
Which is pretty cool that they're able to do that with an emulator.
So, yeah.
Pretty impressive stuff. And they like have all their tech demos and stuff, like what they do to make these changes, and they've got like in layman terms like before and after and the difference this particular change made, and it's really awesome if you're into any kind of like computer programming hardware stuff.
You know, I tried to
not so much if you're actually into dolphin porn.
No, if you're into dolphin porn, it doesn't emulate dolphin weird. Porn.
No.
Yeah. Remember that we've talked about the story before about the lady who did the
scientist, yeah.
The scientist who tried to teach a dolphin to talk and then with her masturbating the dolphin and doing LSD together.
Yes. I read on 4chan, I don't know if this was related, but a lot of humans think that dolphin vaginas are better than human vaginas.
Well, that's weird. That's weird.
Only on 4chan.
That would be a 4chan topic.
Because dolphins are able to control muscles a little bit more precisely than females.
All right. That's weird.
That's enough of that topic.
So anyway, and I guess the lady who did the science experiment and jacked off the dolphin and tripped LSD with her, or with the dolphin, actually like was in a documentary where she talked about the experience, and allegedly, you know, from the comments of it, they were actually really close to getting the dolphin to speak. And I don't know exactly how that, what that classifies as, but yeah.
That's maybe so she was just fucking tripped out on LSD.
Also possible. But oh, I don't know if she was the only one interviewed. I would imagine they interviewed the whole team, but I haven't seen it yet. So, but I saved the link so I could watch it.
Yes.
That poor lady, like, her head has to be completely fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably like the guy who fucked the pig.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
What?
Jerry's got a cock and balls on his shirt.
Totally does.
The shadow.
The fucking shadow with a microphone. God damn it.
What?
Look at the shadow on the shirt.
Microphone. Let's see.
No. All right.
Oh, silence. Okay, I see it.
So I was on Reddit, and speaking of things speaking, there was I forgot what the main theme was, but I think it was like parents talking about their kids' imaginary friends.
Okay.
God, that's so creepy.
And there was one where it's like his kids' first few words, like he just learned how to speak. It was like one of his first sentences was bash daddy in the head. Like he took a little toy hammer, snuck up to him while he's sleeping on the couch. He goes, bash daddy in the head.
Well, that's no, fucking terrifying.
That's like demonic possession. Yep. That's not baby's first words. That's fucking drown your child.
Yeah.
And then there was another one where it's like they were watching was the Poltergeist or the Exorcism or something like that, or the Poltergeist 2 or the Exorcism 2. And it was when this little girl shows up on the screen all like, dead and stuff. And their daughter walks in the room and goes, that looks like Sarah. Who's Sarah? You know, the girl who lives in my closet.
Nope.
Fuck that!
No.
And then getting a little bit more realistic with it is there was a kid who would always say how this old man would come into his room at night and draw a cross on his forehead before he went to sleep.
No. No, no, no. Can we stop talking about
and
this?
Then, wait. Let me just finish this one. And then the mom was looking through some old family photos, and he goes, look, that's the guy who comes into my room and does a cross on my forehead. And it turns out that it's the father's father. So it was the kid's grandfather that did it. And apparently, when the kid's father was a kid, the original kid's grandfather would come in the room to his father and draw a cross on his forehead before he went to sleep.
No.
As like a protection thing.
No. Hey, guys, I'm getting on a train to fuck Thatville.
No.
Who's
last
on the nope
bit
train with me?
Last bit. I am the whitest Italian you'll ever meet, but I promise you my entire family is super Italian. And to them, they call the devil Mamon.
Mom?
Mamon.
Mom?
And
we'll get that in a second.
So every time a kid does something bad, oh, Mamon's gonna get you. Ooh,
oh, hombre de saco.
What?
That's what my friends who Spanish, that's what they say. Hombre de saco's gonna get you. And it's the bag man, the guy with the trash bag who's gonna kill you, chop you up, and put you in the trash bag. Yeah.
What?
They don't tell that part to the kid. They just say, hombre de saco.
Well, Mamon is actually one of the kings of hell.
I'd love to finish my sentence.
Oh, fuck I you. Thought you were done.
No, I wasn't. Well,
so anyway, hombre de...
Shut up.
Sorry.
Oh, apparently, fuck. One of my cousins said something. My aunt was like, oh, what are you doing? She's like, oh, I'm talking to Mamon. It's like, what? You are not talking to the devil, child. Go away.
Not allowed.
Well, apparently, I didn't know this either, but Nikki didn't know that. She just knew Momo was, like, one of the bad guys, you know, or, like, the devil, you know, just a general thing.
Just what they called it. They just call it the devil.
Yeah. And when I was on Wikipedia looking up certain things, I discovered that Mamon is, like, one of the kings of hell.
I'm questioning what Austin looks up on the
I
internet.
Look up everything, okay? Like, I know quite a few things just by weird, blatant research, okay?
I can relate.
I know how to kill a man. Okay. I'm totally kidding. I don't actually know how to kill a man.
It's pretty simple.
I was going to say, I could come up with, like, at
it's
least
simple,
10, like, right
but...
on the spot.
Yeah.
I mean...
Axe to the head, shotgun to the face.
Yeah, but how do you
shotgun
get away
to the face?
You can get a...
You shotgun to the face, everyone involved.
Including yourself.
Including yourself. Then you've gotten away with it.
Yeah.
Forever. Because no one can catch you when you're dead.
It's like, are we going to put this dead man in jail?
Yes.
And throw your body in a cell, give you 3 meals a day.
That would suck. If they actually discovered that like an afterlife exists, like if there's like a purgatory type thing, and your spirit is attached to your body.
And they just put you in prison instead?
That would fucking suck.
Don't cremate
me. Do you realize how many spirits would just be standing around a graveyard like, fuck, man. What are we doing? What are we doing?
I would
gotta hate my neighbors.
I would pick up a rousing game of Cards Against Humanity with my neighbors.
Yeah, but if you can't move, if you're stuck to your body,
well, no, like
you're stuck in the same.
You're
place.
Attached to it. Like some spirits can't leave homes because they're attached to the homes. Mm. You can move around the home, and you can move like within a certain degree to it, but you can't like you know.
Only go so far before the Wi-Fi goes out.
Yeah. Like in Supernatural, there was a guy who died and he was attached to the flask. And
or
they would carry
the
flask
sandworms
around.
Sandworms are going to get you.
Well, it's a good thing I don't drink out of a flask
anymore.
Well, like, if you drank out of a flask all the time and that was your flask and then you died and you were attached to that and someone carried it around, you.
Okay, so I should not get attached to anything.
Yeah.
That's the answer.
That's the basic.
Or I should get, like, attached to the sun. Because anywhere I'm within range of the sun.
Praise the sun.
Well, it'd be like, for example, your glasses.
Are you attached to your glasses?
No.
Do you like your glasses?
No. But like it's something you always wear.
Damn it.
Not by choice.
It's true. Aha! I'll get eye surgery. Problem solved.
And your eyes would be attached to the lasers.
You know, if I was going to be attached to something, I'd pick a laser. Lasers are cool.
Just like attack people with the laser.
How would you get attached to a laser though? That's a collective photon.
Beam of light.
Bam! Back to the sun. Bitch, I win. Back connected to photons, connected
praise
to light.
The sun.
I win. Go me.
But the sun isn't a source of light.
But is
it
or is
be
not?
Praised.
Here's the thing. Conservation of energy. How is light created?
Thanks.
Nerd!
Think about it.
Thanks there, Bill.
What do you mean, how is light created?
If all matter is conserved, then how is light created if photons are created from the sun?
They're released,
the sun was created by Jesus Christ.
The release of as excess energy from stuff, which actually goes to a level of entropy where eventually everything is just going to be light energy.
Yeah.
Can I be light energy?
Well, you eventually will be. Just like how... dinosaurs died and then you know after
are they
millions
light
of
energy?
Years
or
after millions of years they like decompose and turn to oil and then that oil turned into plastic and is the plastic dinosaur that you're holding right now.
Would it be thermal energy? Everything would eventually go
plastic
to
dinosaurs.
It's not
dinosaurs.
Light energy yet.
I don't fucking know. You guys are a bunch of fucking nerds.
Yeah.
My head
you're
hurts
on a podcast.
Yeah.
My
you're
head
on a weekly nerd based podcast.
We have
who has a Dova tattoo? A tattoo written in the language of the dragons.
Should we eat
I'm a dragon scientist.
In our
lab coats? We should not eat out tonight.
In our lab coats?
Yes. We should go out to eat in our lab coats.
Ben got what I said.
Yes, Nikki, we all got what you said.
We can go in lab coats.
That's a good idea. I cannot go.
Why not?
Broke as a bitch.
Bitch.
Just paid
so rent. Am I. It's just...
We can go to, like, McDonald's. Classy McDonald's.
Taco Bell.
Ew.
I want Taco Bell. I love Taco
Bell. Hey, last time you made a food suggestion, we all got food poisoning.
Let's not listen to Nikki.
But I want Taco Bell.
Yeah, no.
You could get Taco Bell on the way home.
Okay. Yeah.
No.
Is there any pulled pork place open this late?
Jimbo's
closed. Jimbo's is probably closed, but Jimbo's barbecue has phenomenal pulled pork.
Your mom's probably closed.
Probably.
Probably. Oh! You set yourself up for that one, sir.
Someone would have made a joke.
Silence.
Silence. It's golden. Duct tape is silver.
I feel like I should say that at work.
That was probably really loud.
Probably. It didn't make the duct tape noise that I hoped it would.
It's not duct tape.
But sometimes if you go slow. Not really.
No. That's what she said.
God damn it.
Sometimes if you go slow.
Watch your mouth.
No.
Science, damn it.
Yeah. Science, bitches.
Is that offensive to atheists?
Science?
When you say science, damn it, instead of God damn it?
No, I think quite oppositely. Huh. Oh, no, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
Because, like, religious people get super offended when you say God damn it.
So, I see where you're going.
Super religious people's children get really offended when you say God damn it. It's like...
Why are you saying God damn it in front of children?
Excellent question.
No, it's just like, oh God, or dang it, God dang it.
That was Nikki.
Shut
Nikki
the
farted.
Fuck up. Stop farting.
You say that to kids?
I see how that would happen.
Jimmy, stop farting.
God damn it! God damn it, Barb. God damn it, Nikki.
Stop farting.
I'm not farting. It's you.
Why are you getting so?
I don't know. It's coming through your microphone, Nikki.
We share a microphone.
Yeah.
Sure you do.
Maybe we should get a new microphone.
Come here, honey. I'm going to beat a motherfucker with another motherfucker.
So we know of one.
Well, Nikki is pregnant.
I'm sure Cy and Nick have.
Oh, I'm sure they have.
What?
Oh,
yeah.
Wait.
What?
Never mind. Oh, man.
What?
Oh, man. What?
Oh, man.
Oh, dear.
We're talking about all the motherfuckers we know.
Yeah, quite a few of them.
People who have fucked mothers.
Oh, and so we know two so far, or maybe three.
I know at least three. Bare minimum three.
I know four.
The two I know
plus, that's just off the top of my head.
So you could beat one with the other.
What?
Never mind.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
Podcast conversations.
So many things we must limit ourselves to.
Yep.
I want smaller mic stands.
These are
rather. Why are you licking
cumbersome.
Me? Yeah. What the fuck?
But I'm interested. I'm gonna try to get like a table like that we can have the podcast at in my room
and have little small mic stands and sit next to each other. And
yeah,
and
like
be buddies.
And be buddies.
Buddies.
Be the three best friends that anyone can have.
Die.
Four best friends that anyone can have.
Well, we're the three best friends of someone.
Okay.
See. Three fuck best you.
Friends. Shut up, Mickey. That movie sucks.
Actually, no, you're right, though, because there were four of them in that movie, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the fourth one
is... But it was
when
the three of them were together.
Oh.
It's when that movie still sucked.
Shut up.
It wasn't that bad.
I thought it was pretty bad.
I've seen, like, way worse movies. No, like, A Devil Inside? Movies. God, that movie was so much worse.
But Sharknado? The Devil Inside wasn't...
Sharknado is a gift to humanity!
Sharknado is at least, like, entertainingly bad.
Oh my That's god! True.
I watched
that movie was hilarious.
Volcanoes versus Planes the other
what?
Day. I don't know. They
volcanoes
got,
are targeting planes?
They got stuck in like a super mega volcano or something in the plane. And then they rescued everybody out of the plane by flying a helicopter or like jets in. And they had people like drop down on rappel ropes into the top of the plane.
Hmm.
And they just pulled people out of the plane that way.
That was
wow! Thanks for ruining the movie.
That sounds like the whole movie, and it sounds pretty fucking dumb.
Yeah, it was pretty
phenomenal. So is Open Water.
Yeah, I remember Open Water.
She kills herself.
Oh, spoilers, dude.
The second one, they get lost. She kills herself.
The third one, they get lost. She drowns.
Yay. Herself. So my mom sent me a link of Disney-themed cocktails, and I kind of want to make all of them.
Okay.
You didn't even look at them yet.
I just looked at it!
You were looking at your phone while you on the podcast?
Yeah.
Austin.
Says the person who's currently reading his phone.
I'm reading stuff.
You're reading.
Oh, he's reading stuff. Well, in that case.
Thank God.
It would have been better if you said you were reading notes about what you were going to say.
Yeah, I was.
Nerd.
Now you have a cover story. I see how it is.
See right. How the tides are changing, bitches. Guess who's not on his phone?
But no, we should totally sit and make all those Disney cocktails.
And maybe the new condo. We got all this extra like room for activities. I got a little like, you saw the little bar thing that's going to have bar stools.
Can we make mudslides? I really want a mudslide.
Let's do it.
They have mudslides at Applebee's.
They do. Do they? But I just don't have money for Applebee's right now. They have really good mudslides at Applebee's. I actually like them the best.
They're pretty big, too. They're like... Or
I think TGI Fridays.
TGI Fridays makes wonderful mudslides.
I miss
mudslides.
That place so much.
TGI Fridays is
Let's go to the airport
expensive.
And go to TGI Fridays.
Is there not a TGI Fridays closer that's not at the airport?
I'm pretty sure there's one closer.
It's the airport. It's fun to go to the airport.
There's one over by USF.
Yeah.
Okay.
There was
like
one.
It's the
on,
only one in existence.
There was one on Hills Mabry.
There's only two TGI Fridays in the world. One at the airport. One by USF. That's it.
There must be a third one then.
Why?
In the Dominican Republic, because that's where I used to go.
Oh, and then a third one in the Dominican Republic, but that doesn't count as a real one because they don't have Fridays there because they don't speak English.
Fridays don't exist in.
I don't know
places.
What. Yeah. I don't know what the Spanish word for Friday is.
Paradise or something.
El Fridayo.
Viennes. I think. I don't know.
Yes, as Venus.
Man, I'm so... Man, I had such an interesting experience the other day. Or actually, it was yesterday. You know, because we're selling all the couches and stuff.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And so a group of people came to move the couches in the family room. And they brought their two-year-old daughter with them. And like, so she like... And she found a tennis ball and she was like throwing it at me. So we played catch for a bit. And like, I'm just like casually talking to the two-year-old. And then...
Casually talking to a two-year-old.
I make the realization that she doesn't speak English. And she has no idea what I'm saying at all. And then I was like, oh, ¿cuántos años? And she's like, dos! And I was like, I speak Spanish! And I got so excited. And like I was able to use my Spanish in a real scenario where somebody actually understood me. Because like I asked how old she was, and she's like, something about a cusser. I was like, oh, you don't speak English. And then I asked in Spanish. I was like, wow, I communicated.
Yay!
Felt like a heightened level of existence.
It's hard to find a two-year-old that knows how to speak nowadays. Like they're, well, with the parents that I know.
Yeah. Those ones don't even really count.
I know a lot of parents that don't count then.
Do their kids know how to count?
No. Kids don't know shit.
Yeah.
It's kind of frustrating.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're.
I know how you feel about that because I'm at work. I'm like, how do you not know this?
This is the future of our country.
The number of like kids in like middle school that don't know there's eight planets. Or that there's 50 states.
There's nine. Pluto's a planet again.
Yeah, no, it's not. It was...
It's a planet.
Eight planets plus Pluto. No, Pluto is not a planet again. There is a
Pluto's
rumor
a
about it. It was proven not to be happening.
A Pluto's a fucking planet because it was a planet when I was a kid. So fuck
it was
all
a planet when I was a kid too. But anyway...
It's a microplanet. Still has the word planet in the fucking name.
It's a dwarf planet. Anywho.
Whatever! Anywho. Still has the word planet in it.
Yeah, so fuck you.
I mean, Ben's a dwarf man. He's still a man.
Fuck yeah.
I love you, Ben.
I love you too. No, but I look like seriously midgety in the pictures because everyone else is so tall compared to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had heels on, so.
Yeah.
I was actually
Nikki
tall.
Was like 6 inches taller than she should be.
I got good heels. What can I say?
They like having
Except
good jeans.
I'm killing me.
I'm like imagining she has very, very strong heel bones.
Yeah.
And very strong jeans too.
Yep.
I'm wearing jeans.
Strong with this one. Stop it.
Austin's hungry.
Austin is hungry. Austin's
He's eating
hungry.
Nikki.
All right.
Timestamp.
5437.0.
Hey, this is a long fucking podcast.
I guess.
Well, like compared to the last two we did, they were like 40-45 minutes each. Did you just sneeze on your boyfriend's forehead?
I sneezed into my hand. can't.
Above me. Not that one. I'm not the first one.
That's what she said.
Stop biting my elbow. All
right. So, any closing thoughts? Other than
sticks.
There is entirely quite maybe a possibility we might be in the house by next podcast. If not, probably the one after that.
Dicks. I am totally going to be playing Majora's Mask.
Totally not, definitely be playing with my dicks.
Dicks.
I have two.
What?
What the fuck? Guys. What? Well, we started the podcast with vagina juggling last week. We're going to end it with dicks this week.
Are we dick juggling? No, it was vagina balancing. This week,
no, it was vagina.
Juggling.
No, it was vagina juggling.
I'm positive it was vagina balancing because I just ended
he
the podcast
said
like
balancing,
two of
this. And I said juggling.
He said vagina balancing.
Vajuggling.
Vajuggling.
Vajuggling. Would it be balancing?
Vabalancing.
What?